WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here. And welcome back to Clean Girl Energy, Simple Living Affirmations. Today's topic is something we all grapple with at some point. Building resilience in the face of adversity. Let's be honest, life can throw us some serious curveballs, right? Unexpected setbacks, challenges that seem insurmountable, moments where you just want to curl up and hide under a blanket. Sound familiar? Well, guess what? You are not alone. And the good news is, resilience isn't about being superhuman or never feeling knocked down. It's about learning how to bounce back, stronger and wiser than ever before. Think of it like this. Life is a bit like that amazing workout class you just can't seem to quit. It pushes you to your limits, leaves you sweaty and maybe even a little sore, but ultimately makes you feel more powerful and capable. So, how do we build that inner strength? Here are five key takeaways that have helped me, and hopefully will help you, navigate those tough times. First up, accepting the suck. Seriously, sometimes things just plain stink. It's okay to feel frustrated, sad, or even angry. Trying to pretend everything is sunshine and rainbows when it's not just adds extra pressure. Give yourself permission to acknowledge the emotions without judgment. You're human, and that means having a full range of feelings. Ever felt like you were trying to force a smile while on the inside you're screaming? Yeah, we've all been there. Accepting those tough moments is the first step to moving through them. Next, find your power and perspective. This one can be a game changer. When facing a setback, try shifting your focus from what went wrong to what you can learn from it. Ask yourself, what can I gain from this experience? Or, how can I use this as an opportunity for growth? You know that feeling when you nail something challenging? It's not just about the accomplishment itself, but also about the lessons learned along the way. Now, get practical. This doesn't mean wearing a superpower cape, although that would be awesome. It means breaking down big problems into smaller, more manageable steps. You know that feeling when you have a huge to-do list and it's just overwhelming? Start by tackling one small task, even if it feels insignificant. That tiny victory can build momentum and keep you moving forward. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Speaking of momentum, keep yourself engaged. When facing adversity, it's easy to withdraw and isolate ourselves. But staying connected with others, whether through friends, family, or online communities, can provide invaluable support and perspective. Ever had that friend who just gets you? They listen without judgment, offer a different viewpoint, and remind you that you're not alone in your struggles. Finally, practice self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, even when things are tough. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer to a dear friend going through a similar situation. You deserve it. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by incorporating these practices into your life, you'll be better equipped to navigate the inevitable challenges and emerge stronger on the other side. Think about a time when you faced a particularly difficult challenge. How did you cope? What helped you bounce back? Maybe it was a supportive friend, a newfound hobby, or simply a determination to keep going. I bet your story is inspiring. Remember, resilience isn't about being invincible. It's about having the strength and wisdom to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. And guess what? You already have that strength within you. It's time to tap into it. So, take a moment to reflect on these takeaways. Which one resonates most with you right now? How can you implement it in your life today? Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And remember, keep shining bright and embracing that clean girl energy. Until next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.